No. Neither one of them participated today, and they're continuing to rehab, and hopefully we'll get them out here soon.
So Denarius listed on here with a hamstring?
And he was limited, more of a precautionary measure, but I don't think that's really a big issue.
What are your thoughts on playing the Bengals on Sunday?
It's a huge challenge. I think, you know, offensively they have some weapons. You know, the wide receiver A.J. Green is an outstanding talent. The tight end Gresham's a heck of a football player. They're able to run the football. Andy Dalton, I think, has really improved. As he's gotten into the second year of his career, he's gotten a lot better. So defensively, they're very active, very fast. Outstanding front four, that gets after the quarterback. So, they're a well-rounded team. They were a playoff team last year, and there's a reason why they were a playoff team last year.
How do you have to guard against Carson wanting this game so badly that he goes in there and maybe presses? You know, do you have to pull him aside, or do you have to keep?
Yeah, well, we've talked to him, and we'll continue to talk to him. I mean, really what we've got to focus in on us. We've got to focus in on the Raiders, and we've got a lot of things that we've got to get fixed. And that's where our focus is, and Carson understands that. It's more about us.
He had done a good job early in the year keeping the interceptions down in the last couple of weeks. Back up.
Well, it's something that we've addressed with the team. The turnover takeaway ratio has not been good over the last few weeks, and we've got to do a better job of protecting the football in all areas, offense and in special teams. And then defensively, we got to do a better job of getting takeaways, and that's something that we addressed with the team today, and that's something that we got to continue to work on.
Is he taking more chance because of the way the defense has been struggling a little bit? Does he feel more pressure to put up points and taking more?
Well, I mean, obviously, he feels like that he can make a lot of football plays, and the thing that he's got to do is make sure that he protects the football, because that's our best chance of having success. We can't do the things that hurt our football team, and that's everybody. We've got to make sure we protect the football and don't put our defense in bad situations.
The way that you ran the ball until the game got a little bit out of hand against New Orleans, how much of a positive sign is that? I saw one said, I guess you guys have 300-yard games Carson's had. He's got 9 of them, and you're like 1-8. How important would it be to balance things out?
It's extremely important. We have to be able to have a balanced offense. When you throw the football that many times, eventually bad things happen. And so we have to have balance. We have to be able to run the football. We have to make teams, play us honestly. And so it was good to see that we were able to run the ball against New Orleans. And the thing we got to do this week is we got to finish some of those drives and get points out of it.
See Marcel, 100-yard back, when you moved your fullback to running back?
I knew he was a weapon, and I didn't know exactly, how he was going to fit or how he was going to run, but he's done an outstanding job, and as long as he continues to do the things he's doing, we're going to continue to give him opportunities.
What does he do well in there that he was able to get the average? I think it was five carry. What does he do well to?
Well, I think we're improving in the front blocking. And also I think he has a pretty good feel for, how to run some of the plays that we've asked him to run. And he's done a nice job of it.
Also, do you see Seymour coming back and Branch as well?
Well, I don't know when they'll be back. Hopefully they'll all be back soon. All I can tell you is they're all rehabbing. Tyvon was out here practicing today. So, they're going to rehab as fast as they can. And when they're healthy, they'll be back out here.
That went into the Curry move? Was it more his health, or was it look forward that
we just didn't feel like he was a fit for us moving forward?
As far as focusing in on the Raiders thing, you're talking about the whole Carson situation. Having Hugh Jackson on the opposite sideline, he's formed a lot of relationships with a lot of these guys. Is that another thing that's just sort of put your blinders on? Have you even addressed it with the team, or is it something that's just like you just?
No, we haven't addressed it. I mean, we're playing the Cincinnati Bengals, and we've got to worry about, doing the things that we have to do to have success. We can't worry about any of those outside distractions. And really, it's not a major factor in the game. It's going to be our players going out and our players executing against their team.
The fact that Carson was there and that Hugh was over here. Is all that stuff pretty much mitigated by the fact that there's new systems of offense and defense and turnover of players, and is it something that's really not much you
can As far as,
you know, Carson knowing their personnel, Hugh knowing the personnel here.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a positive for both teams to be able to, you know the other team's personnel. I'm sure that you know, he's got some insight into our players, and I know Carson's got some insight into their players. But again, when the game kicks off, it's going to be about, you know, our players executing against the Bengals.
As one sack the last three games. What do you think on film? What jumps out at you as far as the problem there?
Like I've said all along, it's a combination of pass rush and pass coverage. All right, we've got to do a better job of winning our one-on-ones, whether that be in coverage or whether that be in the rush. And those things work together. So it really comes down to individual battles, and we got to win more individual battles.
Anticipate filling that roster spot before the game?
And I think there's a possibility we might fill it with a practice squad player, but we don't have to make any type of decision until the end of the week, so we're going to hold off.
As far as the defensive play calling, have you gotten – more involved recently? How's that been? Is it still Jason calling all the shots, or what's been your role there?
It's been the same the whole year. We haven't changed anything as far as, how we call the games. I've been pleased with the play calling. And, we just got to do a better job overall of getting the right execution.
How much would a win help just as far as, like, you know, just kind of ending the trend of what's been happening? Would that be really
That would help tremendously. I mean, this league is a lot about what have you done for me lately. And a win makes everybody feel better. And so, listen, we're working hard to try to win football games. And as long as the guys are working, we're gonna get things turned around.
Mike Mitchell play.
I thought he did some good things in the game. Obviously, there was a few plays where he hurt us. The thing about Mike cares. It's important to Mike. And I think the more opportunities he gets, the more he'll improve.
He slows his heartbeat down, you were talking about.
On some of those plays he did.
Back to the pass rush. You guys obviously let Wimbley go in the offseason. He'd been a good pass rusher. Do you have a guy on this team who can be an elite pass rusher, or is that something big?
Well, I don't think we have the great speed rusher coming off the edge like a lot of people do. I think our guys can rush the passer, and we just got to work together and understand how to work together as a four-man rush.
But Jerron Kreiner, how did he look last week? Did you see him take on a bigger role maybe?
Yeah, I thought he did some good things, and I'm looking forward to him getting some more opportunities.
Carson talked the other day about Denarius and how it was, he thought it was his responsibility, because Denarius is the young player, to make sure that they're on the same page and that he has to be the one that fixes that. Is it part of that Denarius' responsibility too, though?
I think it's part of all of our responsibility. I think first of all of us need to look internally at what can we do better to make this thing work. And then collectively as a group, how can we work to make this better? So, and that's what happens when you have, young players. You know, there's a growing process, and Denarius is still continuing to grow, and he's going to continue to get better, but it's part of the process.
Has it gotten worse with Denarius and Carson? Because early on, I don't recall it being that big a problem. It seems like the last month or so has been.
No, I don't think it's, that it's getting worse. Obviously, there's been, a couple situations where they hadn't been, exactly on the same page. But, again, I feel like that's part of the process, and we're continuing to work every day to make sure we are on the same page.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, guys.